The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I am your host, John Stadtmiller, with you on this 29th day of March 2018. And I was going to have Michael Herzog on Friday, and he called me today and he said, man, we got to do this. We got to do this today. So we're going to do this today. Now, Mike, see if you can find that story, because this has been scrubbed off of the net. It was actually on the G. Edward Griffith site. Okay. Put it over on my screen, would you? When you go to the email that he sends out and you click it on, it takes you to his webpage, but the story is gone. And that is the Deep State, a secret group of 500 DOJ lawyers, control all federal agencies. Thought that might be... Yeah, it's not there, is it? Yeah, it's not coming up. That story has been scrubbed from the net. At any rate, let me bring Michael Herzog up. Hello, Michael. Your mute button, my friend. It dropped him? Well, gosh. You know, when he called earlier and we talked, he said, you know, this might get Donald J. Trump killed. I said, Michael, I said, let me tell you something. The deep state, they're watching Trump very closely. I doubt whatever we say on this network that the deep state tall asshats don't already know. Do we have him now? Well, that's very interesting. Maybe he was right. I made a joke. I said, you know, this might make Jimmy Kelso... we got an internet problem between us? And you've never seen any message like that before. Maybe Michael was right. Oh, boy. Well, yeah, do me a favor, just give him a buzz. That's very interesting. He did a show today, right? And there was no communicatus interruptus there. Very interesting. Okay, at any rate, we'll have Michael up here in a few minutes. By the way, just as a little treading water fill here until we get Mike up on the air. People that don't believe in any ethics or morality or don't believe in a constitution really don't believe in freedom and liberty. They just want the freedom to take all your stuff. They don't realize they're working for their bosses, which they proclaim that they're against. Planned Parenthood and Donald... You just funded them, and I'm sorry to hear that. Planned Parenthood is calling for Disney, you know, the little princess, you know, for her to have an abortion. I kid you not. All right, Michael, you here now.
Yeah, let me get rid of. I was trying to tune in. I don't know what's happening. My computer went on the fritz just a couple minutes ago. So, no surprise, John. How you doing?
You didn't hear what I had said on G. Edward Griffin's email. He sent out a story: the deep state, the secret group of 500 DOJ lawyers control all federal agencies.
I know
that story. That story has been scrubbed.
I've got it.
Good.
I've got the story. I copied it before it was scrubbed. But he's on board. Phil McConnell's on board. Michael McKibben's on board, which, by the way, Michael McKibben is the original inventor and holds the patent for social networking as we know today. They stole the patent, but that's a story for another day. Strap yourself in, John, okay? And for your entire listening audience, I'm going to turn my air conditioner off here so we don't get a buzz in there. But I want to ask you a favor. I sent Mike a clip. It's only about 28 seconds long, but I would like for him to play that clip before I start with this to kind of set it up, if you don't mind.
That's fine. He's doing it right now, bringing it up, and he is now playing. Go ahead, Mike.
Breaking now. President Trump signs an executive order.
That's not it.
Hold on.
It's a... Yeah, I gave him the timeline.
Oh. You guys know what this represents? What?
Tell us, sir.
Maybe it's the calm before the storm.
What's the storm?
Could be the calm before the storm.
What storm is
we have the world's great military people in this room. I will tell you that. And we're going to have a great evening. Thank you all for coming. Thank you.
What storm, Mr. President?
You'll find out.
Okay, that's good. Okay, what's happening is he invited about 100 top commanding military to a dinner, and the press was attending. And he was talking about having the greatest military people in the room. And he says, what this represents is the calm before the storm. And the reporter asked him, what's the storm? He said, you'll find out. She said, is it ISIS? Is it Syria? He said, you'll find out. And then he said, we're going to have a good night. Now, before I continue, John, I have a question for you.
Yes.
I'm going to set this up. What would you do if you were the president of the United States and you knew that most everyone in both parties is against you by their actions they have shown over the past 15 months, actually over the past 2.5 years, that they will stop at nothing to get rid of you to keep their status quo going while you are trying to keep your promise to the American people and drain the swamp? Now, knowing that both parties are against you, the FBI and the CIA are against you, and the DOJ is headed by not less than 500 SES lawyers, the guys responsible, by the way, for handing out the enormous checks to better than 9,000 senior executive service members who give the directives to all other DOJ employees. Where would you turn for justice? Knowing all that, how could you possibly drain the swamp?
I would do what I suggested earlier. It's kind of a page torn out of the script for 7 days in May. If people remember that was Burt Lancaster, and he played the part of a general that thought he was doing the right thing for his country. And basically, it was a coup of some type, but he was smart enough to figure out that whatever happens, I'm going to have to go to a very secure underground location and just ride this thing out.
Great point. Okay, so let's start thinking 4D chess, like Lieutenant Columbo here, playing dumb until the time comes. Now, I'm going to give you a timeline. I want you folks to listen very carefully because I'm going to connect the dots on this. June 16th, 2015, Donald Trump announces his presidential run. 12 days after that, Field McConnell writes Donald Trump a letter. And I have in here, for now, let's assume it was likely to enlighten Trump to the existence of SES, but I've already confirmed that because I've been in contact with Field after I wrote this, which was day before yesterday, and he confirms, yes, part of it was to inform Donald Trump of SES. Now, I'm going to roll you back to 10-22 of 96, 1996. Al Gore gives an award to Janet Reno, Jamie Gorelick, and Christine Marcy for, quote, effectively reinventing government, unquote. Now, who is Janet Reno? Well, we all know who she was, Clinton's attorney general that burned innocent children alive in Waco. But then we have Jamie Gorelick. Remember her? Jamie Gorelick, Democrat, former Deputy General Attorney General in the Clinton administration, member of the 9/11 Commission, and the lawyer for Jared Kushner in the Mueller-Russia probe. But she's stepping back from that one. And last but not least, we have Christine Marcy, a dear friend of Hillary Clinton for many, many years, and Field McConnell's sister. Christine Marcy is the head of Senior Executive Services. All right. And you can pull up Senior Executive Service in Wikipedia and look it up. And I want to take it a step further. Everything that I report here today, folks, is mine. I own it. I'll take responsibility for it. Okay. These are my writings and these are my conclusions. Now, because of that, now we know why Hillary was never prosecuted. She's not being prosecuted. Not yet. Now we know why she's never been prosecuted all the way back to Arkansas, and now we know why James Comey and Loretta Lynch dealt with her emails as a, quote, matter, as opposed to an investigation, as she never was being investigated, and now we know why, John, they changed the description of her actions from willful misconduct, which is prosecutable, to grossly negligent.
Yeah, let me throw something in here, because you're exactly right. Comey, that was supposedly looking into the Trump collusion with Russia, this, that, and the other, on the issues of the email, the Clinton emails, when he exonerated her, basically called it sloppy housekeeping rather than a crime, which it was, he had already made that determination months before anything was to happen or not happen with Hillary Clinton.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. You're right spot on, John. Let me continue with this. There's a lot to cover here, and I invite you to jump in anytime you have a question, but let me try to get through some of this stuff because there's a whole bunch of information. The secret society hinted at on mainstream media Fox, if you remember, but downplayed to a few rogue FBI, CIA, and we're led to believe that they set this society up as an insurance policy against a Trump election. Well, that wasn't true, John. Jimmy Carter, under the direction of Zbigniew Brzezinski and Rothschild and Rockefeller, implemented this in 1978. They assigned Christine Marcy to set it up, and by late 79 had effectively placed SES officials over every branch of government. Okay? This is why she got that award. These people are appointed by the DOJ. All SES members, 500 lawyers, Ed Griffin affirmed this, okay? I copied his article before they scrubbed it. They cannot be fired, and their starting salaries are that of the vice president, $243,500 a year. There is no tenure for these appointees. They can work for as little as one day in their position and be retired with salaries for life. They are given awards / money for their work result, and they are appointed and shifted at will, overseeing hundreds of government agencies and need no experience in their respective positions. They hold the top level in every agency, and they are rotated. They cannot be fired, and they continue with their salaries for life. Now, Obama took full advantage of SES and appointed thousands of them, and that's why we are continually hearing about these Obama appointees that Trump can't fire. Now, let me insert something here. Trump can't fire them, but he can, under what is called the Holman Clause, reduce their salaries to as little as $1 and redirect their locale. Now, the Holman Clause was resurrected in January of 2017 to award Trump $1 per year for his pay. That's out of Wikipedia, okay? Now, these appointees are the buffer between and the obstacle for anything positive being accomplished in government on behalf of the people, and are put there by the upper echelon, i.e. the elite, to protect their cash cow and continue to bilk the American taxpayer for their wealth. And this is why Congressman Ken Buck is so frustrated in only his second term and cares not if he's reelected. Now, I don't know whether you saw that clip. I have it here, and I've sent it to Mike. It's a 7-minute clip. But what it is a congressman that's in his second term that is explaining to a mainstream reporter how it really works in Congress. And he's so frustrated because he admits that nothing is done for the American people. Everything is done behind the scenes with back slapping. And as they come out to the public, they act like they have differences, but behind the scenes, they're all getting along, and they always vote for more money and earmarks. You have to pay. If you want to be on a committee, there's dues that have to be paid, okay? The type of committee depends on the dues that have to be paid. This is coming out of Congressman Ken Buck's mouth on mainstream TV.
And it's been speculated, Michael, that that's why Trey Gowdy earlier this year said, you know what, I'm out of here.
Mm-hmm. Well, Trey Gowdy's not really going to be a player in this game as I continue with this, because trust me, when I – hold on to your seats, folks. Now, let me give you more of a timeline here, John, and I'm moving quick because I got a lot to cover.
Well, don't move – okay, Mike, I just want to caution you. You know, I know you have a lot here, but we've got 2 hours to get this out. So just slow your roll just a tenth of a mile an hour, and we'll get to all of it.
Okay, let me remind you of a few things. May 9th, 2017, James Comey is fired, okay? June 6th, 2017, a report comes out of ABC News. We heard about the Saudi arms deal, right? First it was $110 billion, then it was $350 billion. The arms deal is not true. It's a bunch of letters of interest. A letter of intent is what it is. But Trump has never signed a Saudi arms contract with the Saudis. Just throwing it out there so everybody knows this. Okay? This is out of ABC News dated June 6, 2017. July 8, 2017. CNN headline. Jeff Sessions visits Guantanamo Bay for the first time as attorney general. No attorney general has done that since 2005, so put that question in the back of your mind, all right? Now, there's a thing called Operation Cross Country, an annual FBI sting operation that started in 2008 and has continued through the present and is netting thousands of arrests and recoveries of underage minors and sex slave trade. It was downplayed by both the New York Times and the Washington Post, but it is there, okay? October 5th, 2017, Trump makes the calm before the storm comment that you heard in that clip that Mike played for us at the beginning. Now, Trump, and I quote, "This represents," and he gestures to about 100 military commanders standing with him, "the calm before the storm." He called that White House dinner with the top military commanders. The calm before the storm, when the reporter asked what he meant, Trump replied, "You'll see." That source is CNN. 12 days later, John, on October 17th, that's when the sealed indictment started showing up in Pacer. It's nothing to do with that Al Duncan News with Views article. Okay, this is actually in Pacer, which is the national archive of federal indictments across the country. Okay, so these started showing up in October of 2017. Now, on October 23rd, 2017, Tillerson goes to Afghanistan. December 1st, 2017, Tillerson resigns before Trump can fire him, and he writes Trump a scathing letter. And I mean, it was nasty. I read it, and I've got a copy of it if you want me to read it on the air. Okay, I believe that this is all part of the 4D chess game. I believe that he told Tillerson to write him as bad a letter as he could write him so he could put it out there, making people think that he was an idiot. That's what I think. I could be wrong there, okay? But that's what I think. Now, rumors have it from this David Zublik guy that Tillerson attended a bachabazi party and Trump found out about it over in Afghanistan. I cannot confirm that. It's highly doubtful. But this, do you know who Zublik is, John?
No, I do not. David.
Okay. This guy, he seems to be an embellisher, because I got an email last night just as I was completing this report. And it was from a listener of mine. And I went in after the report was over and I watched this clip. And a lot of what I am saying today, he confirms, but he also embellishes upon it, talking about Tillerson's a pedophile and Pence is a pedophile and there's 1,000 troops that went with Mattis down to Guantanamo Bay. I can't confirm or deny that. It could be true. It might not be true. All I'm reporting on here right now is what I know to be factual, okay? So on 11-10-17, Trump takes a trip to Saudi Arabia. Now, interestingly enough, do you remember all those Saudi arrests for corruption with the princes and the tribal ministers and the cops and the corrupt police departments over in Saudi Arabia?
And the cleaning out of billions of dollars out of their accounts?
Exactly. They were rounded up and put into a Ritz-Carlton hotel over there, and they were held – oh, I've got to commercial coming up here. All right, let's take the break. We'll be back in three, and I'll tell you, I'll set that story up for you, okay?
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today. Well, the magic's from
All right, we're back. Okay, Michael, please continue.
Oh, I'm sorry to take over your show. I get carried away.
It's okay. Well, you hear the bump. Hey, that's your trained mind. Those are trained mind muscles that you hear break music and you know the break schedule. So go ahead.
It's called subconscious confidence, John.
There you go.
Okay, so anyway, so now all of a sudden, Donald Trump takes a trip over to Saudi Arabia. Now, there was a coup that went on there, and they rounded all these people up, all right, and they put them in the Ritz-Carlton Hotel, you know, for corruption and other crimes, and there's over 200 of them, and there were several Saudi princes. I don't remember how many, 22 or 23 of them. Some of them were ministers, some law enforcement, and so forth. Now, rumor has it that many of them were tortured into giving up most of their ill-gotten money. I can't confirm or deny that, however. However, I will speculate that it's likely that's possible. One of the many princes that was arrested, John, was Prince Al-Walid bin Talal. This guy was held for 83 days, and he was interviewed by a BBC reporter, which I watched the clip. And I mean, this guy was shucking and jiving and songing and dancing, and the reporter was really jabbing him, you know, really asking some pointed questions. And what he said was he made a deal with the Saudi government, and they let him go. Now, this particular prince had investments in Google, either Twitter or Reddit. I'm not sure. I don't recall which one. But back in 2007, along with Bill Gates, he invested in the Four Seasons International, which, among other things, coincidentally, owns Mandalay Bay Casino. Now, that maybe is nothing. Maybe is something. I'm not sure. But on 12/8 of 2017, there was a headline out of Forbes magazine, which I'm pretty sure that Donald Trump probably reads. And the headline reads, "Has our government spent $21 trillion of our money without telling us?" And the answer to that question, with the sources that I've got behind the scenes, is yes. Okay, now these are just rumors, but this one's coming out of a mainstream magazine. Okay, now that's on 12/8 of 2017. Now, here's where it starts getting really good, John. 12/21/17, Donald Trump declares a national emergency on human trafficking and issues an executive order regarding international human rights abuse on child trafficking, pedophilia, sex slavery, and that sort of thing. Now, get this, John. Interestingly enough, that same day, Defense Secretary James Mattis makes a surprise trip to Guantanamo Bay. This was out of the New York Post, supposedly, according to the Post, which as we know is fake news, to give holiday greetings to the troops there. But I'm sorry, that story stinks, and I believe something else is abrew down there. As number one, the last time a defense secretary visited there was in 2002, and that was Donald Rumsfeld. And number two, on February 5th of 2018, according to CNN, Secretary of Defense James Mattis rescinded the designations of Harvey Ryshikov as the director of the Office of the Convening Authority for Military Commissions. And additionally, William Castle, the acting general counsel, rescinded the designation of Gary Brown as the legal advisor to the convening authority. Now, that was put out by a Pentagon spokesperson, Tom Crossan. He said it in a statement, and he provided it to CNN. 6 weeks after Trump signs that executive order, the two main guys at Guantanamo are fired and replaced. Things that make you go, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, now, the Military Justice Act of 1983 was rewritten in 2016, and it authorized the most significant changes to the Uniform Code of Military Justice since the Act of 1983. Obama, interestingly, never enacted that 2016 act into law, nor did Trump. Now, according to Zublik, he says that Trump had a December 23rd, 2017 signing deadline, and he didn't exercise it. I don't know if that's true or not. Federal military analysts claim Trump's failure to sign it was by design. Then you have to ask yourself why. To enable him to gauge what these deep state criminals were planning against him. And once he figured out what they were planning, on March 1st, 2018, he signed an executive order fully enacting the Military Justice Act of 2016 and focused entirely on massive changes in the manual for courts-martial in the United States and amended those that entire manual. Now, I don't know which attorney he had do it, okay, but I believe, and this is my firm belief, that this is setting the tables for what's about to happen. Now, we know why these cockroaches have been viciously seething and crapping in their pants, and we've seen them, they've been doing it now ever since he's been elected, because he bypassed the SES, and he plans on prosecuting under military tribunals. And believe me, if I'm right, this will make Nuremberg look like a Boy Scout picnic by comparison. And there will likely be martial law and civil unrest by the left, at least for a while, okay? But if you think about this, that's the only thing he could do. When I opened up, John, and I was telling you, what would you do if you're in there and you had all you had was the DOJ, which, by the way, is controlled by the SES, so they're not going to do anything.
Does that end up to and include Mr. Jeff Sessions?
Mr. Jeff Sessions, I think, is a chameleon, honestly. He's been sitting there. He recused himself from the Russian investigation. Okay. And he's been acting like a kind of a possum. But in these amendments made to this military commission's manual, the court martials, it now allows civil attorneys to collude with military attorneys in court martials.
Okay. All right. Hold that thought right there. We've got to take a break. My guest today, Michael Herzog. This is some pretty interesting stuff, folks, and we're tying and connecting the dots.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We're back. Michael, continue, sir. Do we still have him?
Yeah, I'm still here. I'm here.
Okay.
I'm going to flip back and forth just a little bit here, John. On January 1st of 2018, there was an article written by a fellow by the name of Joshua Philip of the Epoch Times. Now, I've never heard of them, don't know how credible they are or anything, but I do know this isn't the only one that's crossed my computer. And the headline of that article says, "The Justice Department may have something big in the works, over 9,000 sealed indictments." Now, obviously, this guy has looked in Pacer, as I have. Now, if you take that timeline and go back to October 17th, which is the day that the sealed indictments started showing up in Pacer, that would be about, let's see, November, December 17th, January 1st, about 2.5 months, all right? Now you take December, or January 1st up until the current time, and we've got about another 9,000 indictments. We've got 18,031, I believe. Okay? Now, you know that indictment that you got from that listener? Then that was the one that was out of that Al Dunbar News with Views things, right?
Right.
Now, it's a 24-page indictment. Whether it's real or not is anybody's guess. But what is your estimation, John, of how long it would have taken an attorney or a combination of attorneys to write an indictment like that?
I am not an attorney, but not that very long, I would imagine.
I would venture to guess that would probably take 1 to 2 days to write an indictment like that because of the research and behind-the-scenes stuff they have to do on putting the legalities together. But when you look at 18,000 indictments, you're looking at probably 60 to 80 attorneys that are going to be working to do that over this span of time. This is why I told you on the phone earlier today, it is my suspicion, and I cannot confirm this, but the vast majority of those commanders that were on the stage with Donald Trump that night at that dinner were JAG attorneys, because we know he can't get the DOJ with SES controlling it to write an indictment on anybody, but he certainly can with the military JAGs, number one, and number two, he has amended and signed an executive order on this Military Tribunals Act to do just that in collusion with the Attorney General. Now, am I connecting any dots for us all here?
This, you and I had spoken about this on last Friday's program. Roxanne from Texas had called in, and we were talking about tribunals. And I made the statement that, well, anybody that's in government, that's the civilian side, and that the tribunals wouldn't be able to touch that. What I had inconveniently forgot was, according to the Patriot Act, and more specifically the NDAA, is that, yes, they can.
Yes, but this, yeah, and you're right, John, but this takes it much further than that, because now with what Trump has implemented, it allows the civil, you know, the good guys, if you will, like Jeff Sessions, to collude with and share information from. And this is very important because of the activities of people like Hillary Clinton and the Clinton Foundation and the personal as well as business influence that she had. So it's very important that they be able to unite and share information on that. And this is my reasoning and rationale as to why I believe that he amended those, because I went through and I watched, and there are certain clauses in that military commissions thing that are, and Trump probably didn't do it, but an attorney went through there and lined some of it out and added some of stuff in. Okay, so again, on March 1st of 18, the amendments to the manual for the court martials of the United States were put into place, and it was signed by Donald Trump. Now, here's a good one for you. Let me take you down a trip down memory lane here. A CNN update, 3/16/18. Last Friday night, Attorney General Jeff Sessions announced that he had fired former FBI Director Andrew McCabe, get this, less than 2 days shy of his retirement. McCabe had been expected to retire this Sunday, it goes on to say, on his 50th birthday, when he would have become eligible to receive his early retirement benefits. Now, the original story was that Andrew McCabe, former number two at the FBI, who is fighting for his job in the wake of an internal investigation just hours ahead of his official retirement, potentially stands to lose out on, and by the way did, hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars in retirement benefits if the Trump administration decides to fire him before the week is out, which they did. Now, the next thing I'm going to share with you and your audience is something of real significance here. Let me turn my air conditioner off again there. Okay. Now, this is a very interesting tweet that was put out by Donald Trump the next day, and this will show us that it's either Phil McConnell or it's somebody in the know, as awake as we are, that is feeding him with information on at least a semi-weekly basis. Here's his tweet. And I love this, John. Donald J. Trump, at Real Donald Trump. The fake news is beside themselves that McCabe was caught, called out, and fired. How many hundreds of thousands of dollars was given to his wife's campaign by crooked Hillary's friend Terry McAuliffe, who was also under investigation? How many lies? How many leaks? Comey knew it all, and much more. Do you think, folks, do you think, John, for a minute, that these people behind the scenes aren't just seething with anger by virtue of the fact that if he could do it to McCabe, he's going to do it to them? And Hillary's on that list as well.
Well, you know, Hillary, this was why a lot of eyes were cast in the Attorney General's office, and specifically Mr. Jeff Sessions, because, okay, of the recusal of not getting involved in the Trump investigation, and he didn't want to make it look political, like he was trying to cover for Donald. That was the overall excuse that I heard woven into these tales. But people were asking the question, and it was being totally ignored. You know, is it a question if it's asked and not answered? You know, does a tree, if you're nobody's in the forest and a tree falls, does it really make a noise? Yeah. Well, and people were casting suspicion here on Jeff Sessions. Now, the question I want to ask you is Jeff Sessions, was that a political ploy to make him look like he was not on the Trump train? And he was going to whack an attack, and sitting there quietly, remaining Attorney General of the United States, while weeding out the rest of them in the Department of Justice.
Right. You listen close and you say nothing. But here's the overall picture in a 4D chess game. And if any of you have watched Lieutenant Columbo, the bungling idiot that always got his man, okay, I'm saying that in order to do – this was very well strategically thought out long before Trump ever took office, okay? They knew that if they were going to do something like this, and he was tipped off by Field McConnell about this. And I believe Field. I've vetted Field. I've never caught him in a lie, okay? Everything he has said to both me and other people that I know, along with aeronautics or anything else, it has been spot on. Okay, let's put it that way. He'll be on my show Tuesday, by the way, and I'm going to question him about some of this stuff. But it is my opinion that this is all an illusion to make it look like, number one, Trump's a buffoon. Okay, everybody's laughing at him. I believe that letter that Trump – or that Tillerson sent Trump – I believe that Trump told Tillerson to write that letter and make it as nasty as he could. I believe that Sessions is sitting there like a little Cheshire cat behind the scenes that is colluding with military JAG while these implementations were being put in here on the amendments of this military court tribunal. Okay, and I think – and I'm going to go out on a limb here and make a prediction that before the midterm elections, they're going to spring the trap on these people.
Well, and it's very interesting. You know, we're watching the Trump train pull out, and there's some people left on the platform. You know, we have seen the firings. The latest, and what I was going to add, by the way, Michael, to that issue of why is Hillary not being touched here and the Clinton Foundation, catching her dead to rights on the pay-to-play deal, whether it's a uranium deal, whether it's her hubby getting $500 million, whether it's using that foundation pretty much as a, how should we put it, like they use banks to scrub drug money. Mm-hmm. You know, that has been sitting there. And everybody's just looking around, and we see these little chaotic, episodic political machinations going on, and it draws your attention for a second. But when you have time to take a breath and reflect back, you keep going back to, well, why isn't Trump indicting Hillary? He said it during a debate. I'm going to put you in jail.
And I'm going to answer your question for you, okay? Is that, remember, civilly, John, with the DOJ overseeing this and the fact that they're SES and so is Christine Marcy, this is why Hillary never gets prosecuted, okay? But Trump just shifted gears, all right? He has made this now a military issue because he can't go to the DOJ. They won't prosecute him, all right? They're not going to prosecute her. Because they're part of it. Andrew McCabe is part of it. Bruce Orr is part of it. You know, all of these players in the game, they're all part of this. So the only way that Trump can spring the trap is to completely eliminate them and go to people that don't, you know, that aren't being overseen by these vipers, right? So that's the answer to your question. Now, in an investigation like this, there's a number of people involved, and I'm going to speculate that a lot of these people are military people, all right? that they have a lot of dots to put together, and they have a lot of stuff to go into. So they can't just do it overnight. Now, they have to get it done before the midterms, because if the Democrats win, Trump's going to be impeached. They've been viciously looking for a way to get rid of him, if he's not assassinated, all right? But they know, or at least, you know, they've got pretty good idea after what he did to McCabe, and after, you know, all of these people have ganged up against him, that they know that their heinies are in hot water, boy. Now, let me throw another one at you here, and this is very interesting. 5 days after Donald Trump put out this tweet, there was a bill that was submitted to Congress by Representative Alex Mooney in the West Virginia 2nd District. Now, I went down the rabbit hole on this guy as well. This guy's an avid Trump supporter. He's written very favorable articles about him. He's always complimented Donald Trump on his actions. And if I had to make a guess, he probably knows Donald Trump behind the scenes, right? So in these, if I'm right, and I'm 98% sure I'm right, all right, and these prosecutions go on in these tribunals of hell, we're talking about it going all the way up to the top, all right, including but not limited to the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers and the banking system itself. But it's curious that this Representative Alex Mooney would submit H.R. 5404, the title being to define the dollar as a fixed weight of gold. What are your thoughts on that, John?
Now, run that by me again.
H.R. 5404, submitted to Congress by Representative Alex Mooney, to define the dollar as a fixed weight of gold.
That would indicate to me that Donald Trump is toying around with the idea of making the Federal Reserve go back to the days that it was attached to something, so we just didn't have the disconnect, and we saw this. We saw what happened here with Dick Nixon. The United States government got rid of the silver certificates. Those were the last receipts that you could redeem in silver, and presumably gold. So when he disconnected that, closed that gold window, which tied the currency down to keep it from being used as to how it's been used, against the future earnings of how many generations in this country, and to have basically that was the Federal Reserve handing over an open-ended checkbook. You know, there was no deductions in the funds down there of I'm writing a check and then taking that off of the outstanding balance. All that, Michael, disappeared on that day.
All right. It was August 15th, 1971.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So let's take that. Let's take a look at not only this article about has our government spent $21+ trillion that we didn't know about. Let's take a look at these arrests of these Saudi princes who have business interests all over the world, and the fact that they're rounded up. Okay. And they're shaken up to basically give back what was taken from them shortly after Donald Trump makes a trip to Saudi Arabia. And I'm looking at this whole thing going, when it all shakes out, and in that executive order that Donald Trump signed on the 21st, it specifies in there that not only can he seize your bank account, but he can seize all your assets, including your property, your airplanes, whatever it is you've got. And I'm sure that the Clintons have a heck of a lot of them, sort of the Rothschilds and everybody else. Okay, but even if he just recovered the $21 trillion and just gave it back to the Federal Reserve and said, bye-bye, we're starting all over again. Okay, now, again, this is speculation. I'm not saying this is going to happen, but the dots that I'm connecting are going, there's something much, much heavier, John, going on behind the scenes here.
Well, there has been some question on the indictments and where these were coming from. It was stated that it was 18. I've heard numbers as low as 11,000. Mm-hmm. But if we're paying attention and the media is not reporting on this, Fox did a little bit, but the other totally controlled medias did not, that there have been pedophiles, there have been peddlers of pornography, there have been child sex traffickers. These people have been arrested in all the states.
Oh, I'm getting to that. Coming to that next.
Okay.
Yeah, you got the cart ahead of the horse a little bit, but that's okay. I'm reading it and you're not, so that's okay. Anyway, okay, so an analysis of this. It is highly possible that Donald Trump is the 21st century version of Smedley Butler, with a little bit of a twist to Lieutenant Columbo. And when we look at the ongoing and continuous onslaught of Donald Trump since the time of his election, I mean, like we've never seen in the history of this country, John. It makes sense to me that the reason behind it just could be that the Donald has the goods on him, and he's going to expose them all.
Well, the one question so far I have to ask, we played that clip right at the top of the program today, mm-hmm. of your suspicion that these military personnel that were there behind him were, in fact, JAG officers, or maybe a good percentage of them. What makes Donald Trump think that he can trust the Pentagon more than he can trust the Department of Justice?
Well, I think, you know, from the early onset of his campaign, he was always very, very pro-military.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a circle of military people that completely had his back. And I believe that these people that were out to dinner with him that night were probably his most trusted circle of military commanders, of which I believe probably the most of them are attorneys, because it's the only thing that could fit as to be able to put out that many indictments in that period of time. You would have to have at least 60 to 70 of them anyway.
Yeah, well, at least. Okay, let's take this break. I've got Rick in Cave Junction, Oregon, that he says he has some very important information to go along with this.
Oh, okay, great.
We'll take the break. We'll be right back. This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%, no joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. May 5th is the last day you will hear this offer on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. At AROutfitting.com.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75% dandruff. Almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life
with Extendovite. right, we are back. Rick in Cave Junction, Oregon. Go ahead.
Yes, John, Michael, this is Ray Karchewski from Cave Junction. I guess your guy misheard me. If you let me speak, I think I could clear up a lot of things and change our world.
No, not today. You're not going to. Look, Ray, you and I have had a relationship that has turned kind of stony, and I'm not going to let you up on this program. We're talking about specific things. And not the salvation of mankind here, okay?
Well, that's the problem, you see.
Yeah, I know. This is absolutely nuts. I've sent this guy emails, and I told him, I said, cease and desist.
I know who he is.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Let's, all right. Yeah. Al, and I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Al in West Virginia. Hello, Al.
Hey, John. I'd like to make my opinion on why Hillary hasn't been brought to justice yet. And what I think is Donald Trump's a strategist. He knows how the American people forget too quick. So I think he's going to wait till midterm elections or right at the elections, and then they're going to put charges on her. That way, there's no way in hell that she's going to.
Well, okay, and Al, if the thinking here is that if Trump moves against Hillary Clinton before the midterms, that this is somehow going to rally the Democrats to defeat the Republicans trying to creep into office, is that the idea?
Well, they've been doing that already. They're going to do that. But what I'm saying is the American people is going to remember it, you know. In other words, the American people seem to forget so quickly. I think he's going to wait until the last moment and then spring all this on her for that Uranium-1 deal and so forth and all the other criminal activity that they've been involved in. You see what I mean? That way, it's in the public eye right there at the next election.
Any thoughts there, Michael?
Well, I don't know that it would be the right timing to do it right at the midterm elections. I'm thinking closer to midsummer, really, because let's face it, if we want to spring this into martial law and civil unrest, do it right around an election and watch what happens. The bomb, I mean, the left bomb is going to go off, John. So,
well,
you know,
yeah,
go ahead.
I was just sitting here and I was thinking, you know, what politically, and we're talking political strategy here, I couldn't see waiting till after the midterm. If you want to cook a Democrat, minus the media, it's pretty easy to do because a lot of what they say and are doing is indefensible. It's not constitutional. When put to a test, it rapidly falls apart. The assertions that the Democrats have been making, I don't know if people are aware of this, but most of the mass shootings in this country, it hasn't been done by militia or Republicans with a grudge. It hasn't been done with well-armed people out there just slathering and waiting to shoot something up. It's been done by Democrats. Well, just yesterday, we get the news, Al Sharpton's half-brother, he was at that rally to get rid of guns in Washington, D.C., the day after he's charged with attempted murder, or murder, let me put it to you that way, with a gun. Yeah. Politically, yeah, the strategist will strategize. But I keep looking at the facts to keep our feet on the ground here. Don't know about that one, Al, but we'll keep it in mind. Second hour coming up. Nobody go away.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux has really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better.
My friend has peripheral arterial disorder, and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully, there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.